Have a guest joining us here on the studio phone line this morning. We're going to talk with April Opliger, who's the Communications Program Manager for the Midwest Region of the American Red Cross. April, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time this morning.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's never an easy thing to have to talk about, the need for blood. We wish it wasn't there, but it never goes away.
It doesn't. The need is constant. About every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood.
And that could be for a lot of different reasons.
Absolutely. It could be, you know, a cancer patient. It could be someone who's been in a traumatic accident. It could be a burn victim. It could be a mom who has complications during the delivery of her baby. It could be a premature baby. There are lots of different types of people who need blood products, and so the need is constant.
And it could be someone you know or are related to.
Absolutely. The statistics are pretty high that, you know, people in their lifetime will need blood. And so you never know when it might be you or someone you love. And we certainly don't want the circumstance to happen where your loved one needs blood and it's not there. That's why it's important for everybody to give.
It is. And you always appreciate those who do step up to make those donations. But unfortunately, there are far too few.
There are. You know, about 38% of the U.S. population is eligible to donate blood. But of that 38%, only about 8% of those people actually donate. So, you know, we are always looking for new donors because, you know, blood on the shelves does have a limited shelf life. Red cells are only good for 42 days. So it's something that constantly needs to be replenished. And we also know, you know, as some of our regular donors who've been doing it for so many years get older, they may not be able to, you know, health reasons may preclude them from donating. So it's always important for us to find new donors.
You know, it's just the nature of the beast, I guess, the fact that it doesn't last forever. It has a limited shelf life. You kind of always sit teeter right on the edge, don't you?
You know, it is a delicate balance because we want to make sure that we have the blood available for patients. And so the blood drives that we book are based on the hospital demands. And so every single, you know, donation slot that's open at a blood drive, there's a patient connected to that. You know, we know that there will be a need for that. And so we absolutely, you know, try to keep that delicate balance because we know we don't want to collect too much because we know, you know, we don't want to over-collect either. We certainly know that every single blood donation is precious. And we never want to have any waste either.
Absolutely. But, you know, sometimes we have this image in our mind, maybe TV does this to us, but of a blood bag there, and it's feeding all the blood into someone who needs it and things. And, you know, and we just have this picture in our minds that what they take out of us really is only probably helping one person. But actually, a single blood donation can help a lot of people.
That's true. A single blood donation can help save the lives of multiple people. We say as many as three. It depends on how that unit of blood is processed. So, you know, and the thing is, you're not just touching those one, two, or three people. You're also touching their family members and friends who love and depend on that person. So you really are making a huge difference, and it only takes about an hour. So it's such a short, you know, and small thing to do, but it is a life-saving thing.
Well, and I know there are a lot of good reasons to donate blood, and there are reasons that folks have to not donate, some of them legitimate, some of them, you know, whatever, but there are a lot of good reasons to donate blood. What do people tell you when they come in for the first time?
They want to help others. I mean, that is the number one thing. You know, some people, you know, have a personal connection to blood, and that's what drives them, but a lot of people maybe haven't experienced that, or they don't realize that their friends or family members have needed blood. And they're really, truly driven by the generosity of just wanting to help somebody and make a difference.
You bet. Well, we're getting to that time of the year again where we should every day anyway, but we're going to be recognizing our veterans coming up here, November 11th being Veterans Day. And as we get into this portion of the year, a lot of folks like to do a lot of red, white, and blue things. And I know the Red Cross is kind of getting in on this too.
Absolutely. Well, number one, we encourage people to donate blood, and you can give in honor of a veteran. And it's, you know, nothing where you say, oh, I'm dedicating my donation to, you know, such and such person or whatever. But, you know, when you donate blood, some of the hospitals that the Red Cross serves are those Department of Veterans Affairs medical centers. And so, you know, you are also potentially supporting veterans when you give blood.
You bet. And all blood types are always needed.
Absolutely. All types are needed, so no matter your type, you're R type. But we do have a special need for O negative, A negative, and B negative. And those are the blood types that are often most in demand but most short supplied.
Well, and if you, you know, if you have someone in your family, maybe your father, your grandfather, your aunt, you know, whoever, might have been someone who has served in the military in some way, shape, or form. This is one way to honor them because, you know, they gave a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, we're really only asking you to sacrifice one arm for 1 hour.
That's true. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and this is just, you know, something I've experienced over the years in talking to some of our donors, a lot of our donors who have been military individuals, they're, you know, veterans, they, a lot of them gave blood while they were serving our country, too. So it's another way just to keep paying it forward.
You bet. Well, if you're thinking about doing something like that, and maybe this is the time of the year when you're in the giving mood, you know, we're starting to think Christmas shopping already, aren't we? Probably.
Oh, my.
It's getting to that time. You know, there's one way you can give as well, and it doesn't cost as much. You don't have to whip that credit card out to make that donation. So if you want to help out and give someone a gift that way, there are always lots of opportunities. April, I mean, literally every single day you could probably find a blood donation opportunity somewhere around the region.
Absolutely. The opportunities are plentiful. Let's just say that. You know, and we're right here in Cass County on the 23rd of October, so Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Atlantic High School. And then there are a couple of opportunities still in Cass County in the early part of November. So November 8th, we are at the Griswold High School, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And I have to mention that both of these high school blood drives, when you support them, you're actually helping support a scholarship program. So based on the number of units that these high schools collect at their blood drives, at the end of the year, they are awarded scholarship money to award to their students. So you are helping somebody else with their post-secondary education goals. So kind of a cool thing, you know, not only are you helping the patients, but you're also helping support the students. And then on November 14th, we're at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center from 12 to 6. So just a few of the opportunities, and if you're interested in finding out more, you can give us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org.
And I know there are a few others coming up here in the area, too. On November 6th, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Exira Rec Center, they'll have a Red Cross blood drive opportunity for you there. And also another coming up at Villisca on November 13th, noon to 6, at the Community Center in Villisca. So plenty of other opportunities. Also in Shelby County, Westphalia, at the St. Boniface Catholic Parish Center from noon to 6 on November 7th. And another one on November 12th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building in Harlan. There are many, many more as well, and you can always go online to find out details, can't you?
Absolutely. That's redcrossblood.org, or you can give us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Do you find, April, that when folks do come in and make that decision to give that first donation, do they typically continue to come back?
You know, it is our goal to make that first donation experience as pleasant as possible. And so, you know, if you are coming in for the first time, we encourage you to let us know you're a first-timer. We'll take extra care of you. If you're nervous, let us know. We have some relaxation techniques, and we'll give you a little extra attention because you are so special to us. So absolutely, we find people realize how easy it is to donate, and they do come back.
It isn't that difficult. There is a short screening process involved. There's a little bit of reading material, and you do have to get tested for iron, but you know, really, other than that, there's not a whole lot to it, and you even get a little meal with it.
Absolutely. So, you know, you get to hang out. We ask you to kick back and lay back for a few minutes while you give blood, and then at the end of it, we're going to feed you. So, you know, yet another reason. It's easy to do, and, you know, and we'll feed you.
You know, and one of the neat things is, too, you're going to find, if you do donate blood, you'll find a lot of friends there. Because not only do you have the paid staff there from the American Red Cross that go place to place to place each and every day to do these donations, but you have a number of volunteers locally that are needed to help make this happen, from folks to help do the things that they do at the site to those that help to make some treats and things for the effort. So it is really a big volunteer opportunity.
It is absolutely true. That is a huge volunteer opportunity. You know, the people who greet you when you come in and register you, those are volunteers. The people who serve you refreshments, those are volunteers. The people who escort you from the donation bed over to the refreshment area, those are volunteers. The people who call you most generally are volunteers. So there are lots of different opportunities to get involved. So even if you can't donate blood, there might be another opportunity, something that you may be able to do to help us out at a blood drive. And you can always find out more about that, again, by visiting our website, redcrossblood.org. We are always looking for volunteers.
Very good. And I know there are a lot of numbers locally that you can call that are publicized to set up your appointments. But if you're not sure about that, you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS to set those appointments.
Absolutely.
Perfect. April, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck, and hope you have a great time here through this portion of the season where you're asking folks to maybe step up and make that donation in honor of a veteran.
Yes, well, and we sure appreciate every single donor in this area. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you to everyone who comes out and gives.